Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to be talking about 2021 and 2022. What did 2021 actually look like for me? And what were my wins? What did I actually plan to win? And where were the bonus wins, if I look at it? And how did I go on my goal setting? I had a very specific goal last year. And I want to talk about how it manifested or appeared in my life. We'll touch a little bit on 2022, but I might do another episode on that. As I'm actually saying the intro, I'm thinking to myself, have you overcommitted to how long this episode is going to be? And the answer is probably yes. That's how my brain works. But I'm going to leave this in because it's good for you to hear how my mind thinks, as it's potentially just like yours. So let's get into the episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Hope you had a good laugh at that intro. I was laughing inside as I said it. So let's really focus on 2021, and I may put some cliffhangers for 2022 at the end, but we'll record that episode at a later date, just because 2021 was a big year. You know, I think we're all aware of how many roadblocks got thrown in people's way. Everyone thought this pandemic thing would be out of the way by now. We all hoped it would just kind of, I don't know how, disappear. Hoped at least. I'm not saying that was logical, but we're allowed to dream. And yeah, a lot of stuff happened. So let's dive back to the beginning of 2021. So I was at the location I am right now, which is this kind of this house that I'm looking after. We call it house sitting. We look after a dog. We get to live in the house for a little bit. I'm doing it for a week this time. I think it was a couple of weeks last year, which is always a great time for me to get out of my external environment. Just changing the environment makes a massive effect on how my brain works, and it allows me to think a lot bigger picture than when I'm where I am every other day of the year, or a good amount of it, either way. And so last year I spent some time. One of the things I do try and do is not create a million different goals. I'm not someone who wants a million different bits of detail written down that I have to check off. I enjoy that through the to-do list bingo program that we do, the visual way I do daily stuff. That works for me. But from a yearly point of view, I sometimes find it just gets too intense. I would much rather paint a really powerful picture that's really important to me, and watch how my mind creates the outcome. That's what really excites me. I'm hopefully going to do a course on this year. I did a little one last year, but we haven't re-released it. I want to work on it. But it's all around visioning and seeing a visual path. So last year, let me paint you the picture. Now, my visual was standing in the mirror. So imagine a bathroom. Whatever picture comes to mind has a big mirror there. The door is on your left. So if you imagine you're in a bathroom, whatever you imagine is correct, and there is a mirror in front of you, it's big, and there's a door on the left. Now, I was standing there channeling my energy. So I've done a lot of work in the last few years around meditation and really feeling into my body, getting a lot more connected with it, feeling energy. And so my vision was me standing there smiling with this energy. And the biggest change was this feeling of anxiety in the pit of my stomach had gone. It had dissipated. I'd worked out how to get rid of it, or I'd learned how to understand it. I don't even know what had happened, but it was gone. It wasn't in the same facet as it was. And, you know, and that was that. Honestly, I know this sounds crazy, but that was my massive goal last year. Because I knew to do that, I had to do a bunch of other things to get that anxiety to go away. There was some external stuff, some internal stuff. I wasn't actually sure the makeup or the percentages. I had to use my intuition to deal with it. The only other thing that happened in my vision for last year is I walked out the door, I gave Holly a big kiss, and I looked at the ring I'd bought her and that we were engaged. I looked, and then I looked to the left, and we had finished an extension on the house that had got built. And so we were trying to extend the house. We didn't have enough room. We both worked from home, needed extra office space. So we needed extra space, and that space had been created, shall I say. So those were the three big ones: anxiety, engagement, more space in our house. Those were the big ones to look at. And so that was 2021's goals. They weren't, you know, ridiculous. They weren't huge, but, well, they were huge. To be honest, they were large, but they were all not detailed. They were directional. So they were very energetic. They were very visual. I thought about them a lot to create the path to where I was going. So let's knock a few off. One, I am engaged. We're getting married on the 11th of the 11th, 22. So I can remember our anniversary at 4:44 PM, just to make it weird and creative. So that was a tick. On the anxiety side of things, it's probably a more interesting one because, you know, with an engagement, like at the time, I had no idea how I was going to buy a ring, afford a ring that she'd love, or create one, or create anything. But it all worked out. It honestly worked out more perfectly than I could ever imagine. And I'm so happy she said yes. I got to involve her daughter, which was amazing. It just worked out. Couldn't work out any better. You couldn't imagine it. You couldn't paint it any better. So that was amazing. The second, let me come back to anxiety because it's the biggest one, and it really talks to the way I do my goal setting. But with the extension to the house, I can tell you that didn't happen. What actually did happen, because the goal was not, we weren't desperate to create it at that house. The goal was we needed more space. We didn't have enough space. There was three of us in a three bedroom, and we had two offices through that, and it wasn't a large house in general. And I wanted something bigger, more space to move around. So we actually ended up buying a brand new house that's being built. It's five bedrooms, three bathrooms. It's a beautiful property. We're selling the house we're in now and moving on. You know, I won't go into all the detail of that, but let's just say we couldn't, if you'd have told me that was what we were going to be doing at the end of 2020, I would have laughed at you. I would have just laughed. But that's come true. The house is being built. We're just moving into a bigger rental for a period of another year while the house is finished. But the rental we're moving into will have four bedrooms. We'll each have an office. There's a lot of space. It's perfect for us, and it's a great stepping stone. So that came better than true. And it's such a great proof that when you're setting your goals, you want something that's really clear and there's energy around it, but you want to be clear around what the energy is. Is the focus of your goal something that's so specific? And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with this. Something that's so specific that you can't have things change, or you break down or lose your mind, which I see some dyslexics try and do and try and control it to that level. Or do you leave enough space for creation? And I think it's so important to leave space for creation. So for example, I couldn't see the ring on Holly's finger. I could see there was a ring. I purposefully in my vision blurred the ring because I just knew the right one would appear. With the house, I didn't go into detail with how the extension would look. I just knew that there was more space as I look to the left, which usually if I look to the left, there'd be next to nothing there. But there was more space. Now that appeared in a very different way. And I'm stoked. I'm so glad because I couldn't have even imagined how good that worked out. So we left space there. And it's the same with anxiety. Anxiety was purely me changing the feeling in my body. But to do that, it wasn't just me doing one thing. It was a bunch of things. So I end up giving up smoking last year, or vaping, which is what I was doing. It's now been over a year, which is just amazing. If you've ever given up smoking, it's hard. I've done it a few times, but this has been a really powerful one. And I've done it with a different reasoning this time, which is just awesome. I was sober for eight months, I believe it was, in the end. I had 8 months of sobriety, which was great and helped me massively. And it's definitely the way I want to do drinking in the future. I want to try and do eight months off a year, maybe 9 months off a year, and then drink for a few months at the end of the year when it's coming into summer and it's really fun. So I've decided that I like that kind of model. It oddly works for me. And it works for my anxiety as well. Like the less I drink, the better I feel. So that's fantastic as well. But I also do like a drink. So I like to mix it up. So that was really interesting as well around anxiety. I started a walking practice where I walked anywhere from 1 to 2 times a day, just listening to podcasts, learning more stuff. I really found that helped my anxiety massively. I found things like ashwagandha, which I've mentioned in other podcasts, which has been super helpful, which I add into my smoothies and it relaxes me massively. I tried, what is it called? A CBD oil. I wanted to call it TCD oil, the confident dyslexic oil, but it was CBD oil. Don't we love our dyslexic mind? And that was good. That was good. Wasn't as good as ashwagandha, but it was great to try it. And I found because I had this goal of removing this anxiety that I was doing these things, which I could have tried before, but that, you know, it drove me to actually test these things out. I also started to get clear on what I wanted in business. And this was massive. We had a massive business change where instead of setting these outlandish multi-million dollar super goals of creating this amazing big company. And I kind of sat down and said, why am I creating this anxiety or stress? I don't want that. What I want is a really strong and consistent income, which makes me happy, gives me time to do the podcast and create courses with the truth about dyslexia. But I don't want the stress of trying to create a multinational super company. That's not what I'm after. So making that decision, anxiety just disappeared. It was great. I also managed to get back into my full meditations. I'd always been doing it to a point, but it had gotten down to being about 10 or 20 minutes a day. And when I'm working more than anything, I need a stronger, bigger meditation. So I got into one that really looked at the energy centers around anxiety and life. And I found that made a massive impact. And just bringing that back was huge. And all of these things, it's interesting, all of these things like played a massive part in lowering my anxiety, which is just so exciting. You know, just so, so exciting. And like, you know, if you'd have said, what are you going to do to lower your anxiety when I was planning it, I could have thrown in the idea of, I definitely would have come up with maybe the vaping and the drinking, which were the two biggest ones at the beginning, but the rest just happened throughout the year. And, you know, considering last year was one of the most stressful for us, where I am in New Zealand, we actually went into a 4-month lockdown, which was just insane, which in New Zealand, for some reason, we love to really lock down when we lock down. That was really hard. And so we managed to get through that without my head exploding. Now, if you've ever worked with your partner at home in a small property, it's pretty tough, right? Especially when you're not allowed to leave due to the law. I'm sure we've all experienced this. I don't have to talk about it. But we're stronger than ever. These things are really powerful. And yeah, like that was my 2021 goals. I just wanted to share them because it worked. It really does work. And if you know how to actually visualize it and put the right energy behind it and move things around and start to learn how and why it works is the most important thing, to trust yourself, it is super powerful. And while I'm on my break now, I'm pulling together my 2022 goals. I've got the bones of them. Should I tease you? To be honest, the big one this year that's going to replace anxiety is physical health. Physical health is the one thing that has not done well through lockdown. And so that is the one I want to put my biggest chunk of energy behind. But I'm just working out what I want that to look like and feel like. So I will come back next episode, I promise. I promise it'll be around the 2022 goals. I'll have moved into my new office by then. And so I'll be able to rest and relax and record a great episode. Hope this one's been interesting. you know, feel free to dive back into my old episodes of last year to have a listen, and you may find the one around this. But each year I'm going to keep coming back and sharing these because I think it's important to watch people grow. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm just like you. I'm a normal human being. But I can set my mind to do what I needed to do, and I can use the power of my dyslexia, the power of my ADHD, the way my mind works to get what I actually want. So have an epic rest of your day. I'll be back next week.